Gen X occupies the ultimate sweet spot in history, serving as the bridge between the analog world we grew up in and the digital one we helped build. We are the last generation to know the freedom of a childhood without GPS or cell phones, giving us a unique brand of self-reliance and figure-it-out grit that defines our style today. There's a quiet confidence, being the middle generation. We don't need the constant validation of social media, yet we have the technical savvy to master it. Whether it's our taste in music or our skepticism of the man or our ability to still kickstart a vintage bike while everyone else is looking for a charging port, Gen X carries an effortless, weathered cool that simply can't be manufactured.
You know, I was looking at some stats recently, and the median age of motorcycle owners now is around 47 to 52. Right in the sweet spot for us Gen Xers.
We're the middle child of motorcycling. We aren't the boomers on $40,000 baggers, but we aren't the Gen Z kids doing wheelies for TikTok wearing cat ear helmets either. Welcome along for another hangout, everyone. In our hangouts, we discuss stories from the saddle, motorcycling experiences, and biker-related topics. Let's get to it. If you're part of the 93% that are new to the channel, welcome. Something in the algorithm thought you might like a different kind of motorcycle conversation. Around here, we go a little deeper. And to the returning viewers and frequent commenters, especially subscribers, I appreciate you more than you know. There's something about being Gen X and riding. We grew up in that transition period. We remember points and condensers, but we're tech savvy enough to use Cardo for our comms. For us, it's not just about the destination or the aesthetic. It's about the mechanical connection. We're probably the last generation that actually enjoys wrenching as much as riding. If it's too refined, it feels like a computer. We want to feel the road, even if our knees are starting to remind us that we aren't 20 anymore. How are things shifting for Gen X and our riding preferences? Our priorities have shifted. Back in the 90s, it was all about the adrenaline, sliding, pushing limits, maybe being a bit of a rebel. Now it's our therapy. It's the one place we don't have to be on for the kids, worry about the boss or the mortgage. We're moving toward comfort. Sure, maybe looking at those adventure bikes or comfortable tourers, but we still want that soul. We aren't aging out, we're just leveling up to the appreciate the scenery phase.
What's happening to riding culture? It's getting quieter out here, though.
Dealerships are closing and group rides are getting smaller. Gen X is the glue right now. We have the discretionary income to keep the industry going, but we're also seeing how expensive it's getting for the younger guys to start. I think our job is to be mentors. No ego, just passing on the skills and maybe showing them that you don't need a 200 horsepower superbike to have a good time. What's happening to the industry? U.S. manufacturers experienced a significant downturn in 2025, with new unit sales dropping 7.6% to 486,468 units.
In motorcycle news, Harley-Davidson, the American icon, continues to struggle, reporting a 12.9% decline in 2025 sales and a global retail drop of 12%. The company's 2024 revenue also plunged 15%, leading to a reset strategy for 26. For other major manufacturers, several European and Japanese brands also faced headwinds. KTM saw a sharp 25.4% drop, followed by Suzuki 15% and BMW minus 12.4%. Honda remained the market leader, but still saw a 12.1% decline. Looking at overall segment declines, every major category saw reduced registrations in 2025, with scooters suffering the most, a 29.4% drop, as urban commuters increasingly opt for electric bicycles.
This is not only bad news for motor companies, but the motorcycling community as a whole. Analysts point to a perfect storm of economic and demographic shifts. There are new financial pressures, persistent inflation, and elevated interest rates have made financing for big-ticket discretionary items unaffordable for middle-class buyers. There's a demographic shift. The aging baby boomer generation, long the backbone of heavyweight motorcycle sales, is aging out of the hobby. And there's an inventory crisis. Overproduction following the pandemic-era boom left dealers with 2025 inventory levels reaching 340% of normal capacity, leading to dramatic price reductions and liquidation signs at many locations. Is there any good news? Despite the overall decline, some sectors are expanding. Small displacement is growing. Interest in cheaper, lighter motorcycles is rising among younger buyers. Models under 750cc's saw growth of 13%, even as the total market fell. There are global outliers. While US and European markets are sluggish, the industry broke records in Latin America and a 19.6% rebound in markets like Bangladesh. We are in an electric transition. The electric segment grew by 6.6 to 7.2% globally in early 2025, though it remains a small fraction of the total U.S. market. Harley-Davidson has officially labeled 2026 a transition year to align production with actual retail demand. If you like this sort of thing and would like to support the channel, the best way to do that right now is to click the subscribe button. We have seen the headlines. Motorcycle sales are tanking, or younger generations aren't buying bikes. And yeah, if you're looking at the old school metrics, like how many 800 pound chrome cruisers or 1000cc inline fours are moving off the lot, it looks pretty grim. New motorcycle sales have seen steady drops recently, and the typical buyers are aging out. But here's what the spreadsheets miss. Motorcycling isn't dying, it's shedding its skin. We're seeing a massive shift towards practicality and urban mobility. While the weekend toy market might be shrinking because of rising costs, a new breed of rider is coming in. They aren't looking for a lifestyle brand. They're looking for a commuter solution. They want lightweight, nimble bikes, scramblers, and even electric motos that make sense in a crowded city. The shift is real. New riders prefer tech over tradition. They prioritize connectivity and safety tech. Think TFT screens, smartphone integration, and advanced rider aids like ABS. They want accessibility. There's a surge in the 125cc to 400cc market. They aren't starter bikes anymore. For many, they're the only bike they need. There are new faces. Women and diverse communities are the fastest growing segments in the industry right now, bringing fresh energy and a different vibe to the culture.
The roar might be changing to a hum, but the spirit of being on two wheels is as alive as ever. It's just moving from the open highway into the heart of the city.
Now, I can already see it in the comments section. The younger generation is killing motorcycle culture. But if you actually look at the streets, that's not true. They're just doing it differently. Gen Z and the younger millennials aren't necessarily chasing the chrome and leather lifestyle of our fathers, or the 180 mile per hour on the freeway insanity we might have flirted with in our 20s. For them, it's about urban mobility, sustainability, and community. They're into smaller, nimble bikes and electric setups. they care more about the experience and the vibe than the spec sheet. So how do we bridge that gap? Number one, stop the gatekeeping. If a kid pulls up on a 300cc bike or an electric scooter, don't ask, when are you gonna get a real bike? They're on two wheels. That's the real part. Number two, share the dark arts. Most of these new riders didn't grow up in a garage. They have the passion, but maybe not the mechanical intuition. Offer to help them tension a chain or change their oil without being condescending. Number three, lead by example. We're the latchkey generation. We're resourceful and independent. We can show them that riding isn't just a hobby. It's a tool for mental clarity and self-reliance. If we want our favorite mountain roads to stay open and our local shops to stay in business, we need those kids to succeed. We shouldn't be the grumpy old men at the back of the pack. We should be the ones making sure the next generation has a seat at the table. So next time you see a younger rider struggling with a stall at a light or looking a bit lost at a bike meet, give them a nod. Better yet, buy them a bottle of water and actually talk to them. We're all chasing the same wind, just at different stages in the journey. Anyway, that's my ramble for today. Whether you're on a vintage UJM or a brand new GS, just keep the rubber side down. If you're a Gen X rider, drop an X in the comments. And let us know what you're riding these days. And does your back hurt as much as mine after a 2-hour stint? Tell us about the cool things you have done to give a new guy a leg up. Give me your thoughts, agree or disagree. To keep the culture alive, we need to do a better job explaining the hook that gives us our passion. Studies show a profound connection between motorcycling and mental well-being. Coming up, I'll walk you through the neuroscience and physiological insights explaining how riding activates full-spectrum brain function, improves decision-making, and reduces stress. We'll discuss the concepts of relaxed awareness and flow state in connection with riding, highlighting how it can be a form of meditation in motion. Finally, I'll touch on the therapeutic aspects of motorcycling and its potential to enhance cognitive vitality, while also acknowledging the inherent risks involved. If you would like to learn how riding a bike can provide superhuman mental capabilities, stick around and hang out a while longer by clicking this video. If you'd rather get out there on the road, this video is for you. I would really like to hear your ideas for hangout topics and enjoy your questions or comments. I'll see you out on the road, and we'll see you next time.